I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. The Nuggets got it done. They won their first championship in franchise history. They got by a tough Heat team. I thought Miami played their best game, even better than the game that they won, game two. 94-89 was game five. It was crazy. And it had everything to do with Jokic and really nobody else. Joker had 28 and 16 rebounds, the double-double. He was 12 of 16 from the floor, and everybody else shot horrifically. The Joker became the first player in history to lead the league in points, 600, rebounds, 269, assists, 190, in one postseason. Those were his numbers for this postseason. Of course, he won the MVP of the finals, and he's already won two overall league MVPs in 21 and 22. And of course, Embiid got it this year. Many people believe it should have been Joker again. And it took everything to win the game. I mean, the Heat gave him the business. The Nuggets missed 20 of their first 22 three-pointers. They missed 7 of their first 13 free throws. They were atrocious shooting on the night. They got a late 7-point lead, and that evaporated when Jimmy Bucket started going off. He scored 8 straight points to give the Heat a 1-point lead with 2:45 left. Butler made a couple free throws with just under 2 left to give Miami a 1-point lead again. But then Bruce Brown got a huge offensive rip and put back Bucket, and the Nuggets had the lead, and they never gave it up after that. Butler finished with 21. Spo said those last 3 or 4 minutes felt like a scene out of a movie. Two teams in the center of the ring throwing haymaker after haymaker. Haymaker, 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 haymaker. Well done with the headbutt. And it's not necessarily shot making. It's the efforts. Their owner, Stan Kroenke, said the fans in this town are unbelievable. It means a lot to us to get this done. Of course, he also owns the Avs. They won their third Stanley Cup last year. Miami didn't shoot much better. They shot 34% from the floor and 25% from three. Then Butler went off. He was 2 for 13 for 8 points. Bam finished with 20. The Nuggets, who came into the game shooting 37% from three for the series, shot a dismal 18% in game five. And they committed 14 turnovers. They shot a miserable 6% from three in the first half, the worst first half in the history of the NBA Finals. But they were only down 7 because Miami wasn't much better, firing the rock. So their coach, Michael Malone, said, "What I was most proud about is throughout the game, if your offense is not working or your shots aren't falling, you have to dig in on the defensive end." One of the keys for Miami was they shot 87% from the line. They hit 14 of 16. They rebounded. They got out-rebounded, but they rebounded. They did everything. They had 18 dimes in the game. You look at who produced, obviously, Butler with the 21 in the late surge. Bam, as I mentioned, 20. Strus had 12, including a three. Butler hit 2 threes. Love hit a three. That was his only points of the game. Dunkin' Donuts had 1-3, had 5 points. He really didn't do anything. Caleb Martin hit for 10. Lowry, 12. I thought Lowry played great. The bottom line was that he even, you know, had 9 rebounds and 4 dimes, 2 steals. Lowry played his ass off. As for the Nuggets, as I mentioned, the Joker with 28, 16 rebounds, 4 dimes, and a block shot. And then you get Porter with the big game, 16, 13 rebounds, 3 dimes. I thought he played fantastic in this game and did nothing in the other games. I mean, to speak of, he had 11 in one game. And that was game 4 in Miami. He played a lot better in games 4 and 5, obviously. He got better at the end. Murray had 14, 8 and 8. Pope had 11, 4 and 2 with 2 huge steals and 3 blocks. How about Pope with 3 blocks? That's crazy. And then Bruce Brown had 10, including a couple of big free throws at the end of the game. And Christian Brown had 7 and 3 rebounds and a dime. I mean, they got it done. They ended up shooting 45% from the floor in the game, a dismal 17% from downtown, and even worse, 56%, 13 of 23 from the line. That's really what hurt them. So Jamal Murray said that not only can they do this again, he thinks there's going to be more championships to come in Denver. He said, quote, "I know once we were healthy, we could do it. So this was long overdue. I think this is the first of many." He and Joker are the first pair of teammates in history to average 25 points, 5 rebounds, 5 dimes in a single postseason. Joker scored 10 of his 28 in the fourth quarter when it mattered most. And he was dominant inside and on the glass. He said, "The job is done and we can go home now." Malone said, "Pat Riley said something many years ago. I used to have it up on my board when I was a head coach in Sacramento, and I talked about the evolution in this game and how you go from a nobody to an upstart, and you go from an upstart to a winner, and a winner to a contender, and a contender to a champion. And the last step after a champion is to be a dynasty. So we're not satisfied. We accomplished something this franchise has never done before, but we have a lot of young, talented players in that room. And I think we just showed through 16 playoff wins that we're capable of that on the biggest stage in the world." Malone was talking about Joker. He said, I'm talking to myself. This kid was all rookie as a center, and I'm here bringing him off the bench and playing him as a 4 and a 5. And I said, screw everything. He's a center. He's our center. And the next game, I started him at center. From that point in time, our offense, our team, our winning, everything just went straight up. I made a decision that he would become a focal point of everything we do. Every decision we make, every player we bring in has to be somebody that can play with and complement the Joker. The Joker joins the Greek Freak, Dirk Nowitzki, Tony Parker, Tim Duncan, and Hakeem Olajuwon as the only players born overseas to take home the finals MVP. He averaged a triple-double for most of the postseason until the finals. He had 10 triple-doubles during the run with 8 in a 12-game span. How about 53-11 in Game 4? At Phoenix against the Suns in the second round, and the first player to have a 30-20-10 triple-double in finals history with 32-21-10 in Game 3 at Miami. KD said, "Joker's an all-time great. Going to go down as one of the all-time great centers to ever touch a basketball." He eliminated Cat Towns and Ann Edwards in the first round. D-Book and Durant in the second round, swept the Lakers, LeBron and AD in the third round, and then got it done against Butler and the Heat. LeBron said, I know how great he is. I know how great Joker is. There are certain guys in this league that play the game a certain way that I like to play the game as well, and he's one of them, where you're always off balance when you're guarding a player like that because of his ability to score, rebound, shoot. He sees plays before they happen. There's not many guys in our league like that, so you already knew he was going to be one of the best. And when the series started, not only just his game, everybody gets cracked up into his stats, but I don't think a lot of people talk about the cerebral part of his game. Maybe it's not talked about because a lot of people don't understand it, but I do. He's very special. You know, after the Nuggets swept the Lakers, Mike Malone was asked about Joker and his tear in the postseason, and he said, quote, I think he's showing other people nationally that he's real. Like, what he's doing is real. The MVPs are real. The triple-doubles are real. The silly narratives this year are just silly and somewhat ignorant. I think Nikola has gone through three rounds now where he's averaging a triple-double in the playoffs. Have you seen any stat padding out there? I'm serious. Enough of the silliness. The guy is a great player. Give him his damn respect. Stop chopping him down at the knees. Well, it wasn't all smiles after they won the title. Nine people were shot in a mass shooting in Denver in the area where the fans were celebrating the Nuggets' first NBA championship. It happened around 12:30 their time in Denver, about 3.5 hours after the game, and three of the injured were in critical condition. The suspect was one of the six people who suffered injuries, all non-life-threatening. It happened about a mile from Ball Arena, where they beat the Heat. So back to the Joker for a second. First player in NBA history to lead all players in points, rebounds, and assists in a single postseason. First player with 500 points, 250 rebounds, and 150 assists in a single postseason. Second player to average 25, 10, and 5 in four series in a single postseason. LeBron James did it in 2020 when they won the bubble title. Third player to average 30, 10, and 9 dimes in a single postseason. Russ Westbrook did it in 2017. Oscar Robertson in 63. Fourth player in NBA history to win a franchise's first two MVPs and its first finals MVP. LeBron did it. Michael Jordan and Kareem as well. Fourth center in NBA history to earn multiple MVPs and finals MVPs. Kareem, Wilt, and Moses Malone did it. Sixth player to record 25 and 15 rebounds while shooting 75% from the field in an NBA Finals game. 10 triple-doubles in the postseason, most all-time. And he was the 41st pick. I mean, this guy is an absolute freak for the Pharrell.